Today, we're going to uncover the secrets of your human design strategy and really understand how to use this energy once and for all. So if you are not sure what waiting for the invitation is, or responding, or informing, or even waiting the lunar cycle, let's uncover it all, because this episode is for you. Welcome to the Human Design Brand and Marketing Show. This is the podcast for solopreneurs who want to step up their brand and marketing and elevate their business through their own unique magic that is human design. My name is Teresa, and I'm a brand and web designer. For me, discovering and studying human design was a game changer for my business. These days, I am passionate about guiding you to create your own growth and alignment throughout your own business. Ready to elevate your own brand and marketing? Let's do it. Welcome back to the Human Design Brand and Marketing Show. I'm your host, Teresa, and today we are diving into the practical side of human design, which is your strategy. So each human design energy type has a different way that they really need to operate in the world. And understanding and following your own strategy is a real key to alignment and, you know, attracting those opportunities. So by understanding your strategy, it's really going to help maximize your energy type's potential. Now, it may take some trial and error to really understand your strategy, but I strongly urge you to dedicate the effort towards mastering it. So today we're going to explore the strategies for each energy type. And we're going to start with generators. So the generator strategy is to respond, right? So generators really thrive when they allow life, the universe, whatever, to present opportunities to them and respond with what resonates. So it's about waiting, right, for these things to come to you, and then just checking in to ensure that this choice aligns with your energy. So by checking in and ensure that it is aligning, it's going to help you lead to, you know, more authentic and fulfilling experiences. So basically what you need to be doing is checking in and ensuring that it's a yes or a no when these opportunities come by. So as an example, imagine like, actually no, I'm going to use myself as an example because I am a generator. So if say I jump on a one-on-one call with a client and they decide, yeah, I want to work with you, let's do this, right? How do we get started, right? Send me through your prices and let's do it, right? So what I will do, instead of jumping on it immediately, right, I let the client, potential client, know, hey, look, I will send you through some info tomorrow and then we can go from there. And then what I'm actually doing is buying myself some time to feel whether working with this person is really going to resonate with me. Do I feel good about this setup here? Does it really resonate well with me? And if it does, then that's, yep, let's do it, right? If it doesn't, if I've got my gut feelings telling me something's not right around this situation, then, you know, I will respond with a no. So a trap to avoid is saying yes to everything out of obligation and pressure, and that's going to lead to burnout and frustration, which is the sign that you are out of alignment as a generator. So really remember to really, really discern what really aligns with your energy before responding. Don't respond yes to everything. Now, the next one I'm going to talk about is the manifestors. So your strategy is to inform. So it's all about informing before you act. So you really honor your independent nature by informing others affected by your actions before you make your bold moves, right? This is really going to make sure that there's a smoother energy flow, and it's really going to minimize resistance from those people around you. So as an example, you could be a manifestor planning to start a new business, right? So you would inform your family and friends about your decision before taking any concrete steps. And that real proactive communication is really going to help set the stage for a supportive environment for you, right? So a trap to avoid for manifestors is ignoring that importance of informing others before making these big moves. That it's going to create resistance and obstacles in your path. It's going to make things hard for you. So to have that smooth energy flow, honor that step of informing everyone who's involved or, you know, connected to this in some kind of way. The next one is manifesting generators. So you're like the generator, your strategy is to respond, but also, you know, you are part manifester. So that informing could also come into play for you. Some manifesting generators are more manifester side, but majority are sort of lean towards more the generator side. So you really need to wait for those opportunities and, you know, and inform others as you initiate actions, right? So when you're going with these urges to initiate something, really make sure that you're telling people involved that that's what you're doing. That's going to help keep alignment with your multi-passionate energy. So an example could be, you know, you're excited about starting a new project, right? Or maybe it's a new offering or something in your business. So you'll inform your team members or those affected by it about your plans while also responding to feedback and opportunities that come your way. So a trap for you to avoid is rushing into action without waiting for the right opportunities to respond, right? Because, you know, you're the multi-passionate, always on the go, right? Don't rush, right? Wait for those opportunities, right? Because otherwise that's going to lead to scattered energy and, you know, outcomes that are really not going to be right for you. So practice patience, right? And discernment, right? In both responding and informing. So the next one is the projectors. So your strategy is to wait for the invitation. Now, projectors thrive when they're invited into opportunities, right? And that they are well received. Your insights will be well received when you are invited to share them. So by waiting for that recognition rather than initiating, it's going to allow your insights to be valued and appreciated, right? So an example could be a projector interested in joining a collaborative project, waiting patiently for an invitation from the project leader, right? So that doesn't mean that you just sit there and don't do anything, right? It could be you're putting stuff out there. You're telling people, I would love to work on these types of projects or whatever it is. So you put your things out there, right? So, you know, they don't know if they don't see it, right? Put it out there, but then wait for that invitation. Once you're invited, you can bring your expertise and insights to the table, right? A trap for you to avoid is attempting to force your way into situations or opportunities without waiting for that recognition or invitation, because that's going to lead to, you know, frustration, you know, that bitterness and the feelings of being undervalued, right? So really trust in that power of invitations to really guide you. And, you know, I mentioned one or two episodes ago, a tip I often give projectors when we're working together is don't be afraid to ask for the invitation, right? So yes, put your stuff out there so that it promotes the invitation, right? But also if you're talking to someone and you can see something so clearly that you want to tell them, Ask them. Just say, hey, do you mind if I share this with you? If they say yes, then that's effectively your green light and your invitation to go ahead and share. So finally, we've got reflectors. So your strategy is to wait a lunar cycle. So you should take your time before making major decisions. And that involves allowing a full lunar cycle to pass. And that's going to help you experience the energy in different situations and help you come to that clarity. So an example could be a reflector considering a career change, right? Takes the time to observe your experiences and emotions over that lunar cycle, right? By the end of the cycle, you will have gained valuable insights, and that will really help guide your decision-making process. So a trap for you to avoid is making hasty decisions without allowing time for reflection and processing. That's going to lead to uncertainty, dissatisfaction, like all those things. So embrace that waiting for the full lunar cycle where you can. Give yourself as much time as you can to before you take any action. So that's everything that I wanted to share with you today. It's a snapshot and run through about each energy type strategy. I hope that you've picked up something out of this. Reach out via DM with any questions or insights at Instagram at teresacriffo.co. Don't forget, check out the links in the show notes for additional resources or ways that I could help you infuse your human design into your business. And until next time, stay aligned and keep experimenting with your own unique blueprint and experiment with using your strategy. I'll talk to you soon, guys.